Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. So for the last week plus, the Commanders, they're an open book. They'll tweet out, they'll put on Instagram who they are interviewing for the offensive coordinator position. I think the latest is they're bringing in Thomas Brown, who is an assistant on the Rams. They recently interviewed Eric Studsville.
What's Studsville's deal?
He was the Dolphins' assistant head coach and running backs coach.
So he's a McDaniel guy, I guess, in the 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
They've interviewed Charles London, who is the Falcons' quarterback coach.
That's my sneaky hire.
And they interviewed Pat Shurmur. But this kind of irked me when I read it. Albert Breer, who's connected, said the quote was, and this is you could dismiss it and say it's speculative. They're still interviewing guys, but the quote was: a lot of people think Ron Rivera is going to hire quarterbacks coach Ken Zampezi to be the Commanders' OC. So that is what Albert Breer is saying.
Can see it.
I think of all the hires, that would be the worst.
It's just the most
non-usual.
It's the most
not a shot
wrong
against Zampezi.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that you were here
for
all the nonsense and the lack of productivity. If they hire Zampezi, and it doesn't mean he's not his own independent guy, and we know his family history, he's a lifelong football guy. It just tells me that Ron wants to be the OC.
Right.
Yeah.
And it also just smacks of cronyism. It's just,
he doesn't want to make the sexy. He doesn't want to have the sexy hire.
Right.
Go outside. The team. No, go out and get a hot
name. It's
his
MO. It's the familiar.
To me, Cakes.
It's the familiar.
Yeah, you're just hiring a guy that you can bitch around.
It's what he does. It's what he does with personnel. It's why he brings in all these Panthers players, because he's familiar with them.
Why is he not interviewing Greg Roman?
And now he's bringing in the familiar.
Why is he not?
Because he's not familiar with them.
No, because my guess is he's too alpha. You don't want, you know, I have no idea. Yeah,
although Jack Del Rio, I would say, is probably an alpha guy.
But he knew Jack, like you said.
I was told Joe Brady, who was a failure in Carolina, but he was obviously very good in college. But I think he's with the Bills now. I was told he was interested in the OC
and
job.
I think he's getting an interview with, is it the Chargers? I saw his name linked to
He was interested in interviewing here, and they didn't return his calls.
Well, here's the thing with Zampezi. If you actually look at his resume, he was an offensive coordinator, so he has experience calling plays.
But he's been in the building!
2016 Cincinnati Bengals, they finished 6-9-1. They were 13th in yards, 24th in points per game at 20.3 points per game. The next year, and if you looked at the 2017 Bengals, that's an Andy Dalton-led team. They had just drafted Joe Mixon, who's still around. They had Gio Bernard. They had Tyler Boyd. They had some weapons. They finished dead last in yards. Dead last! Dead last.
That's pretty.
And then in points.
Chase and Higgins, too.
I understand, but this is his resume. Mm-hmm. That team finished 7-9 in 2017. They were dead last in yards and 26th in points. His units got worse. Went from 13th to 32nd in yards and 24th to 26th in points per game while he was there in Cincinnati. And he was under Scott Turner. Why would you settle on Ken Zampezi? I wonder if Commanders fans are upset. You can chime in, 800-636-1067. Look, he can surprise us All I'm saying is it's Albert Breer, who's pretty connected, who's saying that this is what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
That this whole interviewing people might just be a big charade, and he's going to end up with Zambezi.
Would not be surprised one bit if he stays within and hires
Wouldn't
Zambezi.
Wouldn't be surprising at all if
of course
that happened.
Not. I wouldn't.
And again, just, kind of like with EB, it's not a shot necessarily at Zampezi, although I think that the resume is underwhelming. 800-636-1067. In fact, the resume tells you he didn't succeed as an offensive coordinator.
But why not go after one of these wide receiver coaches or quarterback coaches and elevate them to OC that have been with a really good team,
right,
and have a good reputation? Why stay within? Is it just because the familiarity with it, or you don't want to hire the hot guy that is a possible replacement? I don't know.
I don't know if he's that worried about a threat to him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so because he knows, no matter who's in the building along with him, that
he still
needs to
is
win,
the guy.
He needs to win double-digit games and get to the playoffs to even have a prayer of surviving to year five, especially if new owners come in. Because they're just going to want to sweep him out and bring in a new guy.
There's zero reason to bring someone, to promote someone within.
Mm-hmm.
When you've been this mediocre, zero. The only reason is to bitch him around.
800-636-1067.
Scott Turner had. You're gonna have a different quarterback.
Yeah, they need. At this point, I'm happy with anyone outside the organization.
800-636-1067 is the number
and
for a chime.
Not from Carolina.
They're looking at Thomas Brown. So Brown is the assistant head coach of the Rams, tight ends coach. He joined the NFL in 2020, so doesn't have a long resume in the NFL. The Rams hired him as a running backs coach, but he does have 12 seasons of experience, which mostly come from the college level, where he coached in six programs, including Georgia, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Marshall, Wisconsin, Miami, and South Carolina. And he played 3 years in the league as a running back. They want to run the football. Maybe Thomas Brown's your guy. But it feels like, and Albert Breer's reporting, that they're going to settle on Zampezi.
But if you're Thomas Brown, like, why would you come here when you have opportunities to interview for the Chargers OC job? And he's already he's already interviewed for the Houston Texans head coaching job.
Well, because if you don't get him.
I guess. I just feel like he has better opportunities in front of him than coming for and coaching for what looks to be a lame duck Ron in his last season here in D.C.
He probably looks at it the same way, too. But if he doesn't get those... Right,
it's an opportunity. It's like third.
It's,
or fourth
it's
a, list.
Like when people apply to go to Towson.
He's just moving
but
up.
But it's cakes. It's a resume builder.
Yeah,
yeah. But he's just saying he currently might have better options.
Yeah, maybe.
So he wouldn't. He wouldn't take this over those gigs.
No, of
he'd take the Chargers gig over.
Because offer the
but
Chargers
if you don't get
gig,
the Chargers
sure,
gig,
sure.
Then you want the resume builder. I just don't. It's ridiculous to consider promoting anybody within anybody that had their fingerprints on that mediocre offense doesn't get
maybe
to be elevated to OC.
Maybe Zampezi has fresh ideas that we don't know about.
No.
That haven't been mined yet.
No.
Cakes, fill in the blank, and listeners can fill in the blank as well. 800-636-1067.
Mm-hmm.
The hiring of Ken Zampezi as offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders means
very little.
Means nothing.
I don't think much would change with the offense.
It means Ron is the head coach. I mean, Ron is the OC. Do you know what I mean? To me, it just means Ron just wants to just take more
but
control.
Why can't you?
My understanding is, Ron is sitting in meetings all year.
You can
this year.
Hire a guy and still have control.
Right. He can still be the CEO type.
Yeah.
He can delegate.
I mean, if you went out and got a quarterback coach from, I don't know, throughout Minnesota, whoever the hot guys are, you can still have control over him. Now, he might have different ideas of how he wants to run an offense, but you still have total control.
I just think it's different when you're just bitch. I don't know. We have an outsider first year in, probably give him a little more breathing room.
Mm.
You know? I just want an outsider. I know people mocked like the Pat Shurmur idea, but to me, at least.
Do you want a guy who has already called plays at the NFL level, or are you willing to go out and get a quarterback coach, wide receivers coach, and just elevate them who's never done it before?
No. I think we need somebody who's done it before.
Somebody with play calling experience.
I think we need somebody. Or, like, I don't know if London's has play calling experience.
That would rule out Thomas Brown because he wasn't calling plays in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to totally rule that out. The guy, but in a perfect world, I think I'd rather have somebody that's done it before.
And if I'm Brown, you have to take the Texans head coaching interview, but even if they offer it to him, I guess he has to take it. But I've looked at the way they've treated Culley and Lovie Smith over the last 2 years. I'd be hesitant to take that job.
But they do give you a lot of money, G'd up.
Yeah, hey, I mean, Valdez, they give me $20 million. I'm probably going to take it.
My understanding is they haven't called Roman. Or is Roman not answering their calls and saying not interested? Why are they not? He should
I know he's on the list. I know that Stanford wants to hire him as their head coach.
Right, I'm sure he has way better options. But have they even called them?
I don't know. I gotta look at their Verizon bill.
You need to figure it out.
Get in touch with text Greg Roman.
Because if they haven't called him, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. It actually angers me.
I know, but everyone said you're not going to get a coordinator of great interest and value when you're going to a lame duck. Maybe they have. But I would think that Greg Roman is probably not that interested.
Straight to voicemail.
Yeah, I was going to say, he probably sent that call straight to voicemail.
That's reject. Fine. But I want to make sure they've at least called. Yeah. They should have called about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, maybe they did.
They probably have.
Getting all mad.
They probably did the same thing when Drab calls me. I look at it, it says Matt Cahill, and then I put my phone right down.
I think Eric is funny because he throws out questions. Why haven't they called? Why haven't they? You have no idea if they called him.
My understanding is they have it.
From who?
I'm reading gossip.
Okay.
Same understanding you have.
I don't have a clue of who they've called and who they have called. I have no clue.
I know all the names that are thrown out there, and he's not one of them, and he's the obvious name.
But it doesn't mean he didn't call. They didn't call and say, hey, are you interested in an interview? Like he said, maybe Roman said, you're going to be there 1 year maybe. I'm not going to be fired after
a year.
Which,
of course, makes all the sense in the world, but I think that would be reported.
Take those four extra hours and see if they've called Greg Roman.
The only thing I'd say to Eric's defense on this is it has been reported. So he's relying on reports. It's what we do. That Jim Caldwell and Bevel said no. Mm-hmm. So those are two people they reached out to.
They have higher aspirations.
Were interested in interviewing for the offensive coordinator position, and they said no. So kind of using that logic, if they did the same thing with Greg Roman, you would guess that would be reported.
Maybe
they just don't have interest in Greg Roman.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's possible. Maybe Ron looks at Greg Roman and says, I don't like the way you run your offense. Potentially. I don't know why he would say that, because the offense, when Lamar's operating at his peak,
I can see why Caldwell said no, because he's interviewing for a head coaching job. He wants a head coaching job.
I think Caldwell's this new edition. Mr. Telephone Man.
It's the Mariners phone line.
If you could point to me and say, hey, yeah, they called him and he wasn't interested, that makes all sense in the world.
Greg Roman's number.
Does Greg Roman, does he still have a year left on his deal?
No, his deal
He's
ran
done.
Out. Deal they fired
out.
Him.
Okay.
Fired him. Parted ways.
Yes.
Out there floating around. The obvious candidate. Fine with him turning it down. I don't blame him. But they should at least call him. He should be one of the donks in here for an interview unless he turned him down. Jason's point is maybe he has turned him down. I don't know. Yeah, I think that would be reported.
Maybe
they called Greg. Greg wasn't interested.
Maybe Greg Roman.
Yeah, but there's no way we know. There's no way we know every single candidate they called.
Okay.
There's just no way.
Okay.
For every team.
Okay. JP Finley needs to find out.
All right. You want to stick him on it?
Because I'm getting pissed. All right, let's go to Jeff, Great Falls. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, James, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up?
Good.
Look, man. This is just typical Ron Rivera stuff, man. I'm with you guys. I'm just happy if he brings somebody who's not within the organization. And for God's sake, please save us. No one from Carolina. Like, I'm so done with that stuff, man. He's just a placeholder. I mean, it's obvious to us, like, there's not no real decision makers in Washington. Like, I'm just going to put my hat in the basket for GM. So, thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
I'm just looking at all the candidates. I don't see any Panthers assistant coaches who have been interviewed for anything, really.
None of those guys are on the circuit.
I mean, maybe I'm missing one here.
No, these guys aren't Panthers, but I think...
Steve Wilkes, interim coach.
You know they stick to Ron isn't giving them interviews, because Ron, you would guess, would extend interviews to anybody from the Panthers staff.
But he's a defensive guy anyway.
Yeah, but this is the whole thing. This may all be... a charade.
Smoke screen.
He's interviewing all these people from outside the organization that he's not familiar with, like Charles London, Studsville, and Thomas Brown. And then he goes, well, the best guy we had It's Sam Peasy.
He was
Sam
here
Peasy.
All along.
Yes. It, you know what it smacks of to change sports? It smacks of Tommy Shepard replacing Ernie Grunfeld.
There are some parallels there.
Hmm. If they hire Ken Zampezi, and it's no disrespect to him, his name could be any name. It could be Tom Smith, but he was already here.
Yeah, it's more the same.
Yeah, you're just
that's what it means to me.
Yeah, I'm not holding it against him that his uncle was a whatever. I don't care. I'm holding it against him that he was in the building
that's
when
not
he
his dad, it was his uncle.
Whatever it was.
No, it was his pops. Ernie Zampezi was his pops. Yeah,
oh, whatever.
They go from one office coordinator whose pops was a head coach in the league to another guy.
Is Ken Zampezi getting calls from other teams to run their show?
Doubtful. Did you watch the Commanders the last couple years?
I know it hasn't been reported.
It's just like you hire from within when you've had excellence from within.
You know, I'm not going to kill
you
Zampezi.
You should be upset with
I'm
this
not gonna
search.
I'm not going to kill Zampezi for being the quarterback's coach of a team with horrible quarterbacks. Like, if I'm him and I'm getting interviewed and people are grilling me for the quarterback production, I'll show them a list.
How does Ron spin it at the end that this figure, he knows the offense the best and he's worked well with Sam Howell?
This is exactly how he's going to spin it, because I said last year this is what he should have done, is that he'll just say we need to develop Howell more. And then I need more time to develop Howell. This is his first year in the Zampezi offense or whoever.
Zampezi's worked with him. And
JP's talking about how does he spin hiring Zampezi.
Correct.
That's what JP's saying. Not how does he spin sucking.
I'll tell you exactly
great candidates, but we ultimately decided that we have the guy in the building who's worked with Sam Howell.
The best for Sam's development is keeping him with the same verbiage and some of the same concepts that we had with Scott. But with Ken, we're going to have a different flair on the offense. You'll see some new wrinkles.
I wouldn't use flair with this offense ever.
Well, who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us and they hire Thomas Brown. But that's the latest from Albert Breer that Zampezi.
How old is
people
Zampezi?
Believe that
55,
he's going to be hired.
Double nickels.
Oh, he's 55.
Yep.
Wow. I thought he was younger than that.
He's definitely team bald cakes.
Team baldy. Get him off.
So he's not one of these young, not brilliant offensive minds.
You're 100 and consider 55 young.
Scott was the young up-and-coming silly.
I always knew they were going to get some young.
He invented
silly.
The fullback dive.
I knew they were going to get a retread. But
they don't want to get better. What are you going to say? They don't want to get better.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We'll open up EB's entertainment page next here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I was just thinking about this. So we had heard, and I don't know whether it's true or not, that Scott Turner would occasionally listen to the show.
Okay, yeah.
What if you were Ken Zampezi and you were driving around
and you hear listened to the last segment?
Just us hammering him.
No, it's not
but
about
again,
him.
But again, it doesn't mean him. He's a bad coach or would
yeah,
be
I'm
a bad
sure
coordinator.
He's a fine coach.
I mean, he's been around the league forever. So
he's a lifer.
Yeah, big time lifer.
It's just that you're one of the losers that's been in the building
right.
while they haven't done anything. We need some fresh ideas.
Yeah, you're looking for improvement.
We need somebody from outside the building. Somebody needs to call Sherm Lewis. Bring his ass in here.
Sure.
We need a consultant.
Is he alive?
We need Sherm a consultant.
Lewis? I'm going to say still alive, still with us.
I told you my theory was they should have called Norv and had Norv call right. the plays. Have Norv sit right next to Scott and say,
well, I'll bring my playbook from Dallas days.
Yeah.
It appears Sherm Lewis is alive.
Yes.
He played for the Toronto Argonauts in 1964 and 65. The Jets in 66 to 67.
Yeah, when he last
but he hasn't been in the league since he was an offensive assistant for the Redskins in 2009.
Well, he's 80. Mm-hmm. He's 80. Of course
I know.
He's not Marv Levy.
EB wants to bring him in.
I'm just saying. It's a joke. Yeah. But he was like, I would have brought in Norv to sit next to Scott.
In the booth.
Yes. On the down low. And I would have had him in his ear. And also all week. Because I don't know what they were doing prep-wise.
How old is Norv?
Doesn't matter.
Probably 70s.
70.
Yep.
He's 70. All right, let's open up the entertainment page. It is brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Most hated jeweler in America is not in the jewelry business. That's right. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
Side note, speaking of old coaches, was I the only one surprised during the Vikings-Giants playoff game when they showed Bud Grant in the box?
I missed that.
I was surprised, too.
I didn't know he was still around.
He looked pretty good for guys like 100.
He looked pretty spry.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe he was still with us.
He's got to be in his 90s.
Bud Grant is... Let's see, he is 95, is that right?
95. He looked pretty good, dude.
I think the Dan Le Batard used to do like a yearly bit with Bud Grant that Bud Grant... did like garage sales or something like that.
Well, I mean, he was
like, that's such a good run, man.
He's born in 1927.
It's amazing.
I mean, he's just old school.
Right. Just think, he could have watched Lou Gehrig.
So my dad would have been 93 because my dad was born in 29.
Mm-hmm. All right, boys. There's a lot of music news that I want to get into. Justin Bieber. I think this is kind of crazy. It almost sounds low. He sold his catalog.
Okay.
Did you see the number?
I have not.
And, you know, this is the thing now. Artists are selling rights to their catalog.
Can I guess the number?
I would love you to.
$5 million.
Oh, no.
They say it's the
way
biggest deal for anyone in Justin's
general.
Oh.
I'm going to say Biebs, $400
million. $200
million. It does sound
why
low.
Is that low?
Because that's, I mean, some of these bands are getting $100, $200, $300, $400 million.
I mean, I think, look, I love Motley Crue. I think they sold their catalog for like $100 million. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, Biebs sold more albums.
How many number ones has Biebs had? How many top 10 hits
don't
has
even
Biebs
know.
Had? 20?
Countless.
Yeah.
I mean, recently, though, my daughter, who's 22 now, grew up going to some Justin Bieber concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
recently said he's fallen off, though, in recent years.
Uh-huh. Who? Biebs?
Bieber.
Well,
it's past his prime.
He hasn't put out that much, but still, he's still going to put out hits. It'll just be
maybe,
not as frequent.
Maybe not.
Also, it could be health related too, because doesn't he have the goo goo with his face?
Maybe he's just cashing in.
What's
but
he got?
He's selling. I don't know. He had some weird reaction. I don't know if he had Bell's palsy, but he had some.
He's
weird
got some
stuff.
Weird thing with his face where like half of it's paralyzed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would be Bell's.
Justin Bieber sold 100% of his publishing as well as royalties from his master recordings for $200 million. It covers all 290 titles in his catalog released prior. So anything new doesn't count.
Okay. So it's just the oldies.
His condition is not Bell's palsy. It's called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome.
Oh, right. But it's kind of like Bell's. Bell's goes away. That's the thing.
Partial facial paralysis.
Got Jalen Ramsey.
Has it with my aunt.
Syndrome.
The Bell's palsy has not gone away. Mm-hmm. Usually it goes away. It's a virus. It subsides.
My aunt still...
I think it goes dormant.
That's what it happened. That's what happened with her.
Yeah, it goes dormant.
But she still has it. She still, if you talk to her, you could still notice it.
Wow. It's weird that the Biebs sold his catalog for roughly the same price that Bob Dylan sold his catalog. Like, shouldn't one be a lot higher than the other?
You would think Dylan, maybe. I don't know, but Dylan's a bygone era.
I mean, yeah, but he's still got between 150 and 200 million for his catalog.
You knew John DePompa had 200 million.
EB, you might have to pay attention to this because you've had bouts with the shingles a few times. According to this article, it says Ramsey Hunt syndrome, which is what Bieber has, is when a shingles outbreak affects the face and ears.
Mm-hmm. I've had shingles on my back and on my chest. Silly face, still unblemished.
It's dodged the shingles.
Yeah. All right, so end of an era, Cakes. Panic at the Disco. Apparently, allegedly, I'll believe it when I see it, no longer. Their lead singer, Brendan Urie, has announced he's putting Panic at the Disco to rest in order to focus on his family.
Wow. I thought that era ended in 2004.
They're still touring.
He should have put that
Yeah, they put out a new album.
He should have put it to rest before the new album.
You don't like it?
Well, my daughter called me. I don't know when it came out. 6 months ago, maybe eight months ago. And she's like, have you heard the new Panic album? And I said, no. And she said, it's a big steaming pile of trash.
Poo at the Disco.
And I listened to like two songs, and it was terrible. It wasn't anything like the
old
hits.
How can he make it terrible? He's so
good. I don't
know.
I'm not sure.
Well, part of the reason might be he's the only remaining, the original member.
Right.
So Ryan Ross, Spencer Smith, Brent Wilson, the guys that started with him back in 2004 are long gone. They put out three albums where Brandon was the only original member.
Right.
And I guess he decided, you know what? It's time to focus on family and move on.
I was reluctant to go see them at Capital One Arena a few years ago because I think my oldest kid was stranded in a snowstorm, couldn't make it. So I took his ticket. They were amazing in concert.
Did we interview those guys?
I don't think so.
I think Panic was little after HFS.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was around that realm, though. But who were the young guys?
My Chemical Romance. They look like, first of all, they all look like they're 14. Because I think they were all about 17 or 18. And they all look like they were wearing like the old jackets we used to buy at Sears, like back in the 1980s, like with the fake fur on the hood. I think they tour from time to time, but I don't know if they're like fully together.
Right.
He's not that old. Yuri's only 35.
I'm going to guess that he hangs it up for a while, and he's going to be back out
so
there.
So they got the band together when he was roughly 20?
I guess.
It's also
1920.
It's also difficult when you come out with the smash "I Write Sins, Not Tragedies," and then you're chasing a hit like that for the rest of your career.
Well, L.A. Devotee is silly.
That's really good.
They have a good catalog.
They do have a good catalog.
I like them. I think they're really good.
Their magnum opus is "I Write Sins, Not Tragedies."
Right. Yeah, I would agree.
I would think. Right. That's the song. That's their one seed.
Miley Cyrus is in.
L.A. Devotee's close.
It's pretty good.
Continuing the music news, Miley Cyrus, I'm kind of surprised by this. I know she's big, but she just broke Spotify's one-week streaming record with her new song, Flowers, Cakes.
Haven't heard it.
It's such a smash.
Is it? We were
kind of dream. Doing Hit It Hard? I haven't heard it yet.
You're the only one in America.
Me?
Yeah.
Us.
It's not the only one.
I like it, but that's the first I've heard it. I want to hear the chorus. I'm just surprised. It sounds great.
Has she made flowers in a while?
I don't know.
I thought it obviously played that a long time ago.
Gotta remind
them. If I can find them, I don't know where
True Detective. There's a new True Detective that's coming out this year.
There is?
Who's starring in it?
Yeah, made flowers on me for maybe 3 weeks.
I can't remember, but it was a big star.
It's a big star.
Eric, this song is a breakup song about Liam and their divorce, because they dated on and off for like 10 years and got married and then divorced a year later. Apparently he cheated on her a bunch.
But is this song Hemsworth?
Is she with 14, Hemsworth? With 14 other women, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And so this song, Bruno Mars has a song, When I Was Your Man. The lyrics of this song are rewritten, and it's because Bruno's like, I should have bought you flowers. held your hand. So, and all hey, this song is all about how Miley can buy herself flowers.
That was,
she can do everything herself.
That was her song.
No.
It's kind of like her take off of Bruno's song.
Yeah. Did Miley write this herself?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Does she have to pay him royalties for basically lifting the template of the song?
The thing is, it sounds great. I like it. First I've heard of it. I'm surprised it beat like a Taylor Swift 1 week streaming record.
This is on the back of like every Instagram reel right now. The flowers is
a true detective.
She's also wearing a skimpy bra and panties in the
you should
in the video,
see. Yeah, you have to see yoga. The video. And also, the video is done in the house where Liam is banging all the sillies. Oh,
so how do we know for a fact that Liam Hemsworth banged 14 chicks while he was
in Gossip Corner,
including Jennifer Lawrence?
Same gossip.
Same
corner
people you're Same people you're listening to.
Albert Breers.
Ben Standing told me.
Same guy who told you that Greg Roman didn't get a call.
Albert Breers a big music fan. I'm like Drab.
Hey, True Detective Season 4 is called Night Country, starring Jodie Foster.
Not
it's a pretty big get.
It's a big hitter.
How old is she? 70?
Yep. You guys are interested in Jodie Foster at this point?
It's True
As
Detective.
An actress? Sure.
I'm sure she's fine.
I'm out.
So you're out on Jodie Foster.
The backstory is that Bruno Mars song was like their song.
Okay.
And so she did the remix of it.
Listen. Miley Cyrus is a fun girl. There's no doubt about that. Valdez, you know what I'm saying?
I would put her in the
top
she's a
five,
fun girl.
In the top five, right? I mean, there's just no doubt. She's got the worst tattoo. Just random splotches.
Not as bad as Mike Scott.
They're pretty bad,
former
dude.
Whiz.
Hey, go look at the video.
Random.
Go look at the video.
I'm watching it right now.
It's hot, isn't it?
She's prancing around the pool.
I told you on New Year's Eve she looked spectacular. And she was in about 40 different outfits.
That shower?
Yeah.
The shower part of it? I might need a shower.
Yeah. You're going to get all lathered
the
up.
The one thing I really remember, I'll never go back to Turks and Caicos because I stayed in an area and I basically needed 24-hour security. Legit had 24-hour security. It's such a dangerous friggin' island. But it had one of those like
rainfall showers.
Yeah, it was outdoor.
Ooh.
It was an outdoor shower with like glass cubes or whatever, but it was like indoor, outdoor. It was the weirdest thing ever, but it was awesome because it's always like silly there.
Did you get full on naked in the shower?
Of course.
Slinky.
Yes. And the guy that was knocking the coconuts down, he could have seen my big silly.
Hold on.
He could have seen your two coconuts.
They had a dude climbing the tree with machete, like cutting down the coconuts.
Oh, he had like a stick. And he'd come in.
They're fresh.
And he'd come in there and he'd knock the coconut down or whatever.
Now,
and
they're gross.
He would cut it open for you and give you a straw.
They're gross, but they're fresh. Yeah. Not a coconut guy.
We got David Aldridge. He's going to join us at 9. We'll get into the Wizards, who, of course, made the deal, trading away Rui Hachimura to the Lakers.
Really?
Got a win last night against the Mavs. He'll jump on at 9 right here on the Junkies. Athletic. Some Damar Hamlin news. We got to see him right in the booth for
the
Bills game.
People are freaking out because it was like snowy and they were kind of hiding him and everything. He was wearing a mask. And so some people out there are delusional enough to think that he's dead.
I know, they were saying body double.
Oh my God.
It's so dumb. He's clearly not dead. We've seen pictures of him with the family.
Who actually believes that? There's a lot of people out there.
So Sean McDermott would go up there every day said he was in the building every day. So he's part of this conspiracy.
But I think this part of the conspiracy theory, I think, is somewhat possible. Is that he was hiding his face. They were going out of their way to conceal him right now. My guess, and this is simply a guess, is that he's still probably got like tubes and oxygen, and he just doesn't want to be seen walking around with like an oxygen mask or something, or, you know, tubes going up his nose, because the guy just, you know, was brought back from dead. And so he probably doesn't want to be seen until he can kind of ditch that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
It still is incredible. That game was Sunday, right? So the 21st, 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
That happened on January 3rd, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible that 21 days later, after being dead for a few seconds, he's in a booth. He's in a box at a game.
Right.
It's incredible.
And so the latest is he says that you're going to hear from him soon. Well, that's good.
Well, some people are thinking he's holding out to get paid for a big interview, which, you know, might as well be smart. That's another thing you can do.
Sure.
But
you can sell that.
The problem is they fueled the conspiracy rumors a bit with how they went out of their way to kind of conceal his identity, other than just kind of seeing him in the jacket and then from behind. They constantly showed him from behind. And so that's why people go crazy.
Yeah, but it's not their job to, like, put him front and center. It was just like a behind-the-scenes tunnel.
Why are they highlighting it?
It's just a camera guy in, like, the tunnel when he's getting to...
And then when they showed the straight-on shot,
yeah, you're not talking about the game. Well, they went to the game shot of him in his box 10,000 times.
And it was also from behind.
Yeah.
So that's because the shot from across the stadium had all the snow.
I mean, I know.
The snow was coming down hard.
I know. But...
I mean, if it wasn't snowing, you would have seen him better.
I think they could have settled things if he just, you know, had a statement or just did a little Instagram Live or something, and just could have calmed everybody down. But, okay, whatever. Nobody's required it.
He doesn't care if the idiots on Twitter think he's dead. He doesn't care about that.
Sure. Right.
There's so many people that believe it was a body anything. Double.
I know.
That it's all fake.
They're stupid.
Right. They are stupid. I believe
part of the 85%.
But I believe it's because he probably doesn't want to be seen with friggin' oxygen going up his nose, which I might not want to be seen either.
Probably.
You know.
Who knows?
Wait until he's 100%.
Eventually you'll see him.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to play again?
I don't know.
Until they determine what it caused. If it was simply commotio cordis, I think he'll play again.
I think he's going to play again.
That'll be good. If it's commotio cordis and it was just a 1-in-a-million shot, I don't think it was. I initially did, but I don't think it was. Until they determine what it was, though, mm-hmm. you can't put him out there. No way.
Well,
he has an underlying health condition.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put him out there. Because that was the problem is it was a benign hit.
Don't you think the doctors kind of already know that?
I think they're still searching, or they just don't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It doesn't meet the requirements of what is traditionally commotio cordis, where you get hit in the chest with a baseball or a lacrosse ball going 100 miles an hour, and it captures you in that 1/100th of a millisecond. That's not what that was. That was just a tackle. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but
I guess he had an underlying.
I would guess
hit in the right spot. Like I'm talking about the hockey player. Or,
no, I mean, it might be a 1-in-a-million shot.
Yeah, but that's different. It's usually a projectile. It's a certain type of hit, and it's usually something that happens with teenagers. I know it happened to Pronger. Doesn't really happen with people in that. Older. Believe me, that's what I thought it was.
He's not
at first.
That much older, though.
I'm just saying.
But a teenager, how much older is he? Six years?
Young 20s, right?
I think he's 24, but I could be wrong. It usually happens in teenagers. It rarely happens in football. I don't know how many times it's ever happened in football. It's usually a ball or a puck. I don't know. It makes sense to me. You could easily have an underlying heart condition.
But the bottom line is, it's him. It's not a body double.
It's not a body
double.
There's
no conspiracy to make
he's not
to,
dead.
To bring
there's
somebody that looks like him to the stadium.
There's a 0% chance they can keep up some ruse that he's dead.
Look, I want to believe in conspiracy theories is more than the next guy, and I believe that it's DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe anybody.
There's no way the doctors...
And I know he's alive.
Hold on. There's no way the doctors would do interviews talking about his condition and his rehabilitation if he was dead.
Right.
Well, I haven't seen any of those. I saw maybe one or two.
Well, yeah, I saw the head coach say that he's
dead.
In the building
no,
every
not.
Day.
Yeah, he's not
last
dead.
Week.
If you think he's dead, you're dumb.
Last right. week he was in the Bills
now, the
facilities.
Is that they're finding, like, there could be fake documents online, but they're finding where, like, a guy with his name and his parents' name is, like, on some death record. You know,
it's probably fake.
It's probably fake.
Before the show, you thought that there was a chance that Scott Turner was interviewing for 3 head coaching jobs.
Well, somebody retweeted a fake account.
I know.
So I read it and I said, no.
You got to be careful. Gotta, the fake accounts. Get duped.
Yeah. Got to watch that.
Probably a bad idea.
The best thing ever would be to see him playing football again next year. That's all we can hope for.
Yeah, of course.
That'd he's be healthy great. Enough to get out there. I mean, just a really, really
long ways away from that. But yeah, so it'd be a great story.
I mean, he's already. I mean, the fact that he's even. I didn't think he was going to survive it. I kept telling Drabby. I kept telling my buddy Dane. I was like, dude, 9 minutes CPR. No way he's surviving that.
I know we
that
brought.
Trainer is
I know we brought his
that
name up either he's yesterday awesome, or the day before. Our engineer Roger is a Bills guy. Do you think he's aware of Damar Hamlin in that story?
Ooh, maybe, he has to be.
Maybe because it was just it took yes. over the news cycle.
Yeah.
Hey, Drab,
he's a Bills guy.
We don't have to bring him in, but can you just ask him during off air?
No, if he's here, we'll just bring him in at the end of the show.
Does he say, do you yeah, know? Yeah.
Yesterday, I tried to grab he was doing a transmitter check.
Yeah, just ask who is Damar Hamlin and see if he knows who that person is.
Cannot lead him.
Because you had Bills questions for him yesterday, too.
By the way, I'm betting on Roger knowing.
I would bet.
It was the biggest story in the world.
Yeah, of course.
It was bigger than Ukraine. I mean, it was the biggest story in the world. It's
a massive
impossible
story.
For him to not know.
I agree.
Yeah. Jimmy, you want to take the bet?
I think because it crossed sports.
He won't know Hamlin. He'll know right. Damar. He'll
because
say Damar.
It crossed sports into like the national news.
Side bet, he'll say Lamar.
He should
he'll
be aware.
Is it that like, I don't know, Bill's guy? Something happened.
My only
like, right.
It'll
be. Yeah,
it'll
be.
He won't have all the details, but he'll know.
It'll be like
something
that.
Happened,
he'll
right?
just say Bills.
The Bills.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, there'll be some vague reference, but that Bills will come out of his mouth.
He'll associate Hamlin with the Bills. Correct.
Hey, someone give me 20-1 that he does this with his hands. Makes a heart.
The only real downside.
Well, I'll give you 20-1 right now.
He's
he doesn't
gonna,
know
he's
that.
He's not going
to
do that.
20-1. 20-1. Ask him what is Damar's. Hand signal.
All right. Well, give me 3. Give me 3 because he holds up 3, and give me a heart. Give me 2.
Okay, you got 2. All right. 20 to 1. Right, $20 to win $1.
Yeah,
I'm not giving you. Like, I'm not betting 100.
But you know what? You know what? Roger is smarter than all those idiots who think he's dead.
Yes.
Correct. And what if Roger says, "What if he's the body double guy?"
That's impossible. You know what?
And then I take it back.
I'll give you a 50.
Then I take it back.
Now, if you find me a body double up with Roger's body, then I'll give you $1 billion because I think he's 1 in a billion.
He is.
By the way,
Roger's body.
The movie Body Double, old school, believe with Melanie Griffith, hot
body double.
Oh, when she was in her prime, definitely.
Yes.
Melanie Griffith was in Body Double? Maybe she was. I thought that was Kathleen Turner.
He probably botched it.
I think maybe they're both in it. I don't know. I know Kathleen Turner's in it. I think you might be getting your older actresses mixed up.
Body Double.
Yes.
Please cast.
Right. Please have Kathleen Turner in here.
Melanie Griffith played Holly Body.
You're okay. Wrong.
I see no Kathleen Turner.
Really? I botched it?
Yeah.
First time for everything.
I didn't know that.
Coming up next, David Aldridge on the Washington Wizards. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.